no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now. You are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today is the 8th day of October. I'm Jill. Welcome, everyone. Everyone, you are welcome. I'm so glad that you're here, making the Bible a part of your day today in some capacity. And I am thrilled, honored. What a privilege it is to be here on your journey through the Bible. It felt like we were never going to get here, but here we are. We are here in the New Testament, in the Gospels, meeting this man named Jesus. And boy, I hope you're getting a glimpse of who he is, what he came to do. I love that we have heard through the Gospels already Jesus speak for himself, and there are so many different things that he said he came to do. We like to argue over that one thing, the one main reason why he came, and he's revealing himself and why he came, and it is different almost every time he speaks it, and he's not done speaking yet. Let's jump in today. We're reading the 5th chapter of John, and this week we are reading the New International Version. John, chapter 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who..." By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing testify that the Father has sent me, and the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me, but if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? I love this story because when we go to Israel, the pools of Bethesda are, they're a very real standing place, and they are just beautiful. These pools just lined with limestone, huge rocks of limestone for as far as the eye can see. And you can be right there and imagine this man and hear his excuses, his reasoning, his justifications of why he's not healed, and not to invalidate in any way what he is physically enduring, but to also say, why haven't you asked for help? And this is kind of what we hear Jesus ask him, do you want to get well? The significance of the story is this happens on the Sabbath. The Sabbath in Jewish law is no one is allowed to work. And so Jesus is commanding this man to pick up his mat and walk. The Jewish leaders see him carrying his mat, and what do? They overlook the fact that a man that has never been able to walk is walking while carrying his mat and remind him of the rules. They miss the heart of the miracle of what has happened to remind him of the rules that he is supposed to follow. They confront Jesus. Jesus answers them. My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. This is language that no one has used and gotten away with it. Jesus has referred to God as his Father, making himself equal with God, and this is not, nor is it going to sit well with the religious. The Jewish leaders begin to persecute him, and then I love the words of Jesus. If we jump down to the 41st verse today, I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? This is a moment of truth right here. We will accept just about anyone who comes in their own name that glorifies their own self if they align with our beliefs religiously, politically, systemically, culturally. We will invest more in their opinions and their wealth and their power than we will the person who we claim to love with our whole heart and self. Let that sit with us all today. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Help us. Convict us. May we turn to you. May we glory in the glory of God, who is worthy of our time, of our praise, of our worship, of our attention, of our admiration. And may we all be challenged by this today. We love you. We worship you. I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That's the free app. Download it. Send it out. Update it. The new one, it's coming. We promise. It's coming. Just technology is, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. But it is coming. Thank you so much for your continuous support over this entire year of celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Every day is a celebration, as every day is a celebration within itself, as every day that is being finished completes that day of 20 years of the Bible being read fresh aloud. The Daily Audio Bible itself is the longest standing podcast in history for a daily podcast. That's not giving glory to ourselves. This is giving glory to God that his word has gone forth and been read fresh every day by the faithfulness and dedication and service of my husband, Brian, whom I am so very proud of. And I'm grateful for the privilege it is to be here and to be a small part of that with each and every one of you. Don't take that lightly. We do not take you lightly. We are so grateful. We are so proud. And we love this community so much. If you would like to continue to support the community of the Daily Audio Bible, several different ways for you to do so. P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or using the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, or once again utilizing that app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. We're going on a trip. We are traveling. We are resting. We are amping up for it to begin in the next day or two, and we appreciate your prayers in this adjustment period, the next few days, maybe even a week. Jet lag will be a very real thing, and this girl does not do very well with adequate sleep, so we appreciate your prayers, even just for safety, for our family that is not traveling with us, and we thank you so greatly, because it is the prayers of this community for us, ourselves, that is the sustenance to our endurance. Please do not think that who we are and what we do does not mean that we do not need prayer, that we do not struggle. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are not exempt, and having your support and your prayers means the world to us. So thank you all, each and every one of you. To follow along with us through our vlogs and just different updates, you can subscribe to Daily Audio Bible on most social media platforms. And we will post some of the trip there, and then we will be breaking it down little by little every day, giving you the highlights. And we're excited to be able to visit the places of the New Testament that we have never been to before and watch the Bible pop off of the page and to witness firsthand the unthinkable. We are grateful for each and every one of you. Grateful for your love, for your support, for the safety of this community. And we return all of those things back to you. We are proud, grateful, humbled, and we give thanks and praise and glory to God. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, DABC. I had called on September 19th over on the DAB side, which I don't normally do. I generally post over here, but a lady from Canada had called about a friend that had brain cancer, and I was praying for her and asking the Lord to come to him and show him the truth in him. It struck me because my sister had cancer in her lungs that had metastasized to her liver and spleen and also her brain. On top of that, she had a massive stroke on her right side and was paralyzed and was not able to speak. So I certainly was asking for prayer, miraculous healing, and a touch from Jesus, and praying for myself to stay strong and be strengthened in any area that I can, because I have to make a lot of decisions. I'm just calling today to let you know, and anyone who heard the post on the other side, that my sister, Sheila Saylor, passed away on October the 1st. She went home to be with the Lord. The Lord called her home, and she is now resting in him. I just want you to know she was an avid DAB listener. I turned her on to the DAB about 5 or 6 years ago. She didn't get involved in the community or prayer, but she fervently listened every single day. To God be the glory. And again, for anyone who's had cancer or has a diagnosis, please stay strong. There are new treatments, I've told, every week coming out. I pray for your strength in that area. I also pray for all of those who have been in remission. May God bless each one of you. May God heal you in the areas that's needed. Praise God. This is Just Glad to Be in NC. Amen.
Hey, my amazing Dab C fam. This is KSD. I wanted to offer a quick word of encouragement to everyone before I pray for a couple of people. But one, I just left a powerful time of gathering with the men at our monthly men's breakfast, and our pastor shared this specifically to the men, but I want to flip this to all of us. He said that as, I'm going to say, laborers in Christ, it is paramount that we be tested. Ah, sit with that for a hot second. It's critical as followers of Christ, family, that we are tested. So whatever test you're experiencing, whatever hard place you find yourself in right now, it is a high calling of God that you and I are being tested. So that's all I got for that. Covered in his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing tutu to see his baby girl. What an amazing God we serve. To God be the glory. I will continue to lift tutu up, that God's hand of favor and blessing will be with him in that situation for the daughter. Dave in Arizona, for Natalia, who's been dealing with mental health issues, sex abuse, and total her car. Father, will you be with this precious young woman? God, bring her up out of the miry clay. Heal her heart, mind, and soul. Set her soul free in the name of Jesus, and allow her life to be put back together in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just wanted to pray for some of my brothers and sisters in Christ and give praise to God. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the way you've answered prayers in Princess Warrior's life and the woman who was getting divorced, how you provided shelter, how you showed Princess Warrior how you loved her. God, we pray and give you thanks, Lord, for Tutu being able to spend time with his daughter, God. And Lord, we just give you praise for the nephew who had brain surgery, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for all you've done and for your prayers, Lord. Father, we just come before you and petition for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for Tutu to have either custody or partial custody in his daughter's life. Lord, you know what's best in that little girl's life. And we ask if there can be reconciliation between those two individuals so that they would raise their daughter as one. Father, we ask for that as well. We thank you and give you praise for what you've done. We pray for Gabriel, who has bone infections. Father, we ask that your will would be done in his life, that your hand would be upon him, Lord. And we ask, Father, and just please, Lord, that you would heal that young man, Father, and that his foot and jaw would be restored to normal, Father. We give you praise, Lord, and just pray that he knows you, Father, and that all these individuals I pray for, you know you as their Lord and Savior. God, we lift up God Sunshine's dad and just thank you, Father, that he does know you. We pray for him and his wife, Lord, as he goes through that triple bypass surgery. We pray that your hand would be upon the surgeon, Lord, that you would give them peace, Father, and that your will would be done in their lives, God, and that you would reign supreme. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done. And we pray for Wendy in Michigan, whose brother is struggling after the loss of his dad, which was his best friend. We pray for their marriage and for healing for him, in his mental state, Lord. We just thank you and give you all praise and glory. And now, in your name, we